Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Listening to the all-new 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. KFNZ FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, an Odyssey Sports Station.
Getting closer by the day. It's now Tuesday, which means we only have to wait, I guess, five more days until Super Bowl 59. See if the Kansas City Chiefs and us here in Chiefs Kingdom can celebrate a three-peat, which we apparently can officially call it now. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Here's another edition of After Hours on 96.5 The Fan. Logan Weber here with you. My producer for tonight's show is Jacob Mustard. And we are going to be with you till 8 o'clock tonight. We've got K-State basketball going on tonight, so we'll be cut out an hour early, but 2 hours still gives us plenty of time to bring you as much Chiefs Super Bowl content as we can and everything in between across the sports world. Let's start with what I had mentioned. We do not have any guests lined up for tonight's show. I feel like I should also mention that, which means you will have plenty of time to get in contact with us. 913-586-7965 is our number. You can send us a message through our text line on that number. You can also give us a call at that number, 913-586-7965. We'll be happy to chat with you on the Pheasant Fest hotline. The National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Kansas City Convention Center March 7th to the 9th. Visit pheasantfest.org. But I mentioned this three-peat conversation. The Kansas City Chiefs officially have permission to use the phrase via Pat Riley. Yes, so this is an interesting situation, interesting story. I found this out a few years ago just, you know, watching a documentary. I believe it might have been Celtics Lakers Best of Enemies or something. You know, I was watching some sports documentary, and Pat Riley, who is the president of the Miami Heat, he was a longtime coach for the Lakers, he coached for the New York Knicks, coached the Heat, and now he's the president of the Heat. He has the rights, the trademark to the use of that phrase. He grabbed it, I guess he took advantage of it and filed the trademark in like 1988, 1989. Lakers had won back-to-back titles, I think, 87, 88, and they were going for a three-peat in 89. And so he trademarked the use of the phrase so that he could earn revenue off of it. Ultimately, of course, the Lakers lost to the Pistons that year in 1989, and then the Pistons won it in 90. But he has been able to use the three-peat, or, you know, generated revenue off of the three-peat phrase before, via the Chicago Bulls, who did it twice, and, you know, there have been some other instances of it. Now, according to this article from ESPN, he owns six different trademarks to various forms of the phrase three-peat, giving him rights to the use of the phrase on everything from apparel to jewelry. He previously has said that he donates most, if not all, of the money that he makes from the trademark to the Pat Riley Family Foundation, and all his group has said that that would be the case if the Chiefs were to win this Super Bowl too, and the merchandise were to come out, you know, regarding a three-peat and those sorts of things, which now have permission via Pat Riley for the Chiefs to be able to use. I've got a 913 in the text line who is bringing this up, and I knew it was going to happen at some point. I don't know if you've been listening, Jacob, but Cody and Gold, they have their own phrase for it that they've been using during the midday. They are calling it a threesome.
I just saw it.
Excuse me? Yeah, I would love to ask, you know, Cody or Alex, why? What? Why? Why was that created by one of them, or was that a listener, or, you know, somebody in the text line who recommended that? I can honestly say, though, I will not be using that phrase. I think I'm going to avoid that one. I'm just going to say that they've already won two Super Bowls in a row, and they're looking to win their third in a row. And if they get it done, they will accomplish a three-peat, which is pretty extraordinary.
That's a good idea to keep that phrase off the air.
Yeah, I don't really feel like it's all that, you know, necessary today, but I could appreciate you chiming in and letting us know that that's what Cody and Gold called it. That's not what Logan's going to call it. Riley with the scuzzbag move, trademarking three-peat. I guess you could call it scummy in some way, but also ingenious for Pat Riley to do it the way to do that. I mean, I'm surprised, you know, I Russell Celtic, you know, like Red Auerbach never thought of it. I figured somebody would have at some point in the history of sports thought of that, but gonna go ahead and grab it. Somebody else in the text line said it was somebody that they know, their father, who doesn't know what that means, said, let's call it a threesome by accident. Oh, I gotcha. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. An 832 in the text line says, since this is all happening in New Orleans, just minutes from the French Quarter, why aren't we considering calling the whole thing a menage a trois? Boy, that, you're just making it sound fancy. It just, you know,
It would be a fancy thing.
This is quickly devolved. Somebody said, don't be soft, guys. I mean, how am I being soft? Just don't want to throw a sexual innuendo out there on air. I don't know. It's 6 o'clock. There might be children listening. I don't know. Not that
we are after hours for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Now you got to explain to your 9-year-old what that phrase means, or try to come up with a lie to make it make sense. And then 5 years from now, that child's going to find out really what it does mean. And they're going to be like, Mom, Dad, you lied to me. Sorry, Timmy. We did our best. But there was a lot of other news coming out about the Super Bowl today, mostly from last night, because they had like the first real media session. Everybody showed up at the stadium there in New Orleans to talk about the game. And there were a couple of big, you know, comments or things that could have come out of this. The first, and I'll talk about this one, I saw a clip from Clark Hunt, and that clip later confirmed by one Andy Reid. Last night, Clark Hunt said, I know for certain a certain thing about Andy Reid. Now, Jacob, I'm going to ask, do I have my audio queued up? Can I play some audio from over here?
You should be able to.
All right. Fantastic. Well, here's Clark Hunt visiting, you know, with a lot of the media, including Fesco and Dusty, who are down in New Orleans. Of course, they do our morning show here on 96.5 The Fan, talking about Andy Reid and his potential future in Kansas City.
Absolutely, and I'm glad there have been none of those rumors this year. I think Andy's getting younger now. You know, he's really enjoying what he's doing as well. I think you know, Patrick has rejuvenated him, and I think he's going to be here for a long time.
So he says that he's going to be there for a long time. Later on, I saw a video on social media that he said, I know for a fact that Andy Reid is going to be back next season. Well, today, Andy Reid confirming it. Said Tuesday that he would be returning for at least one more season as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He said, quote, I enjoy being around the guys. I enjoy the football games. You can't put in the hours we do and not enjoy it. So I really love the game. So I think that that's a huge storyline first and foremost. That you're going to get Andy Reid back. He did also say, and this is the other side of the coin here, and this one's kind of interesting because Clark Hunt says one thing and Travis Kelce, of course, we'll play some audio from that, says something a little bit different. But Travis Kelce, you know, Clark Hunt was asked about him, and he said that 87 has not told the Chiefs that he will be playing in 2025. So you have that coming from Clark Hunt. Meanwhile, Travis Kelce, talking with the media, was asked something along those same lines about what his future with the Kansas City Chiefs holds. Here's what he had to say.
Where will I be in 3 years? Oh, man, I don't know. Hopefully still playing football. I love doing this. I love coming into work every day. And, you know, I feel like I still got a lot of good football left in me. But we'll see what happens. I know I've been setting myself up for other opportunities in my life. And that's always been the goal, knowing that football only lasts for so long. You got to find a way to get into another career, into another, you know, profession. And I've been doing that in my off seasons. But for the most part, I plan on being a Kansas City Chief and playing football.
There you go. So Andy Reid's going to be back next year. Travis Kelce says he plans on playing for a while if he can swing it. Right. And that's the thing right there at the beginning of the phrase. If you just hear Travis, you know, Travis say, I plan on playing football in 3 years. You're like, OK, well, that may not mean Kansas City. Travis has been very vocal about the fact that he will not play anywhere else and he will not play for anyone else but Andy Reid. So if next year is Andy's last per se, then maybe next year is Travis's as well, because he's been very vocal about his attachment to Andy and all the things that Coach Reid has given him over the years. But who's to say if Andy Reid decides that he wants to give it another 3 or 4 years, that Travis isn't around for another 3 or 4 years. I mean, he's 33, 34 years old at this point, and he's coming off a season in which he had 92 catches. That doesn't sound like a guy that has nothing left in the tank to me at this point.
No, and it's kind of up to him if he wants to play until the wheels fall off, as we've genuinely heard that before. You know, LeBron's talking about how he doesn't want to play until he's like a regular NBA player anymore. He still wants to be playing at a level that's considered his excellence. So my biggest thing is, how many years do you know do they have left on their contract?
So with Travis, because he just did sign a new deal, because for so long he had been on extremely team-friendly deals, which is, you know, very Travis Kelce in nature, no doubt about it.
Props to him.
Yes, he signed a 2-year deal worth like $34, $35 million back in 2024. So he's under contract through next season in 2025. He would be a free agent in 2026. He'll be 37 years old during that stretch. So, yeah, he's due for $4.5 million in base payments, about $2.5 million for restructuring. The pro rate on that, his roster bonus is $12.5 million, and that hits on March 1st, right, as of right now. Now, the Chiefs can decide to push that back if Travis wants some more time to decide, but that clip that we got from him yesterday during the media availability, I think leads me to believe that if Andy's going to be back next year, Travis is going to be back next year. Three-peat or not. That's just one man's opinion on it. Of course, I'm not inside the mind of Travis Kelce, so I can't tell you anything for certain one way or the other on that. But I will tell you who is profoundly upset by the fact that Andy Reid, you know, has confirmed that he'll be back next year, and that Travis Kelce says he wants to play for a few more seasons. I put it on Twitter. I saw I saw Alex Gold put something up on Twitter after Clark Hunt confirmed that Andy Reid was going to be back next year. And I just put up on Twitter, I said, Brian Flores just fell to his knees on Bourbon Street. That man's whole week is now in tatters. Now, am I shedding tears for Brian Flores? Absolutely not. Pro Football Talk can be the bane of my existence for the rest of eternity. Because all that guy does is just put out rumors. He just gossips on social media and acts like he's some big-time NFL media pundit. He did that right last year. He was like, oh, Andy Reid retiring, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Andy's, I'm not going anywhere. I don't. So the fact that they kind of got out ahead of this before any of that hubbub started, I think absolutely floored Brian Flores and some of these national media folks who were looking for something to be able to discuss and debate and dissect over the course of these next few days. But nah, Andy's back next year. Sounds like Travis has no course of action for anything outside of football. That sounds like exactly what he wants to do. Maybe course of action was the wrong phrase, because of course he does have things that he wants to do after his time in football is done. We've seen him get involved in acting, both through television and movies and commercial, you know, sort of sales. So he definitely has his sights set on what his plan is after his time in the league is done. But that doesn't sound like a guy that's ready to go. Oh, it's Mike Florio, not Brian Flores. Brian Flores is like a former NFL head coach, isn't he? Wasn't he the head coach Correct. Of the Dolphins?
He was Dolphins. No, and I think idea. He's back to a coordinator role.
Yeah, I have no idea why Brian Flores came into my head. Yeah, Mike Florio. That's probably, yeah. So that's on me. That's a big oof on my part. Somebody says call it a Patrick, like hat trick. I have heard that before. Dan Weinbaum from over on KNBC, our sister station, was talking to me about that in the bullpen the other day, called it a pat trick, which is like the first time I'd heard it used in that phrase in that way. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, now everybody's in the text line saying it's Mike Florio, not Brian Flores. I got it. That's a fumble. It's a fumble. I own that. All right. And we all know it. Everybody relax in the text line. I know I messed up. I get it. Do you think the Hunts had the trademark to the phrase Super Bowl? That's a question I don't know the answer to. So I'll leave you with this, right? Let's head to a break here. I'm going to do some research on it, give you the answer if I can find one when we come back. You're listening to After Hours here on 96.5 The Fan. Logan Weber joined by Jacob Muster. This is your home for Kansas City sports.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I found the answer to the question. Earlier, before we hit the break, somebody in the text line in 913 said, do you think the Hunts have the trademark to the Super Bowl? They do not. They do not. And if you ever, you know, if you watch commercials like in lead up to the Super Bowl, right, you'll hear it used a lot, the phrase the big game, right? You can hear it on our stations, the big game. And it's because people don't want to pay what the trademark value is for the use of the phrase Super Bowl in their commercials. And that is because somebody or something does have the phrase Super Bowl trademarked. And you guessed it, it's the National Football League. The NFL, as a hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue company, they own the federally registered trademark to the phrase Super Bowl and related phrases like Super Bowl Sunday, Super Sunday, and other phrases. They have owned them since 1969. The NFL strictly protects this trademark to maintain the value of its sponsorships, which can cost millions of dollars, and only authorized advertisers can use that phrase. So you either need to have permission from the NFL or you need to have paid the NFL for the use of that phrase. So no, the Hunt family does not own the trademark to the phrase Super Bowl, although some may argue that they should. I mean, Lamar Hunt did come up with it, but the NFL as an organization, as a league, as a company, does own the phrase. So that's kind of an interesting one. Things have gotten out of hand, though, in the text line. 913-586-7965 is our number. We were talking about how with Pat Riley's sign-off, the Chiefs can use the phrase three-peat if they were to win in New Orleans on Sunday. Again, they need to win first, so let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But we were talking about how, you know, okay, what else could they have used and whatever else. And Cody and Gold have begun to call it a threesome in their show. And a calamity ensued. People have, one person suggested we start using the phrase menage a trois because they are playing the game in New Orleans, which is where the world famous French Quarter is, you know, Bourbon Street and all those sorts of things where Mardi Gras takes place. Somebody else said, yes, menage a trois in NOLA. All right. Somebody else replied, you know, don't be soft, guys. Somebody in all caps replied with, don't be soft. And then another person chimes in. And this, you were saying something like in response to me, and I was just cackling over here. So I was paying absolutely no attention to what you were saying. Because this person in the text line said, please don't be hard either. Dear God, what are we doing?
That's what this text line's for, man. We got to see these messages.
It's 6:30 on a Tuesday. Everybody relax a little bit. Okay, everybody take a step back. Lance says, we're going for a threesome, so you can't be soft. LOL. Oh, my God. The trifecta. Yeah, there we go. We'll just call it the trifecta. Okay, everybody.
I saw the trilogy, too.
The trilogy. Not a bad one, either. All right. I mean, it's going to hit. I tell you what, though, like that Last Dance style documentary of these Chiefs teams in 15 or 20 years is going to hit like crack. It's going to be unbelievable to watch. I know not for you, Jacob, because you're a Patriots fan, but I watched Maine in the arena. So, you know, I'm sure you enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. That was a great one. I mean, I'm also not like a huge Bulls or Jordan fan. Like I am a fan of basketball, but, you know, his documentary that came out, I downloaded it and watched most of it on a plane trip. It was great. I was over here like kicking my feet. Like it was a really good documentary. Anything in sports like this, awesome when they can document because you get to see all the behind the scenes stuff.
Right. I did that a couple of years ago. My wife and I were going on a trip to Mexico for my best friend's wedding, and we did that. I downloaded Quarterback. when it initially came out on Netflix and was watching it there. And then last year we went on a trip with my best friend and his wife after they got married. We went to Costa Rica last summer and I downloaded and watched Receiver on my way there. And that one was fun because I'm an Iowa guy. So it was fun to watch George Kittle and those sorts of things. And then it was also kind of fun to watch George Kittle and Debo Samuel get their hearts broken after the Chiefs beat him in the Super Bowl. So it's been interesting. Somebody recommended a Chief Pete. Menage a trois something good. All right. Whew. An 816 says Lamar Hunt gave the name to the NFL as a gesture of unity during the AFL-NFL merger. I guess that makes some sense, but it's unfortunate. Oh my God.
I think I just saw what you saw.
Again, our number is 913-586-7965. Somebody put, I'm so erected, we are going for this threesome.
That's great. I mean, this is entertainment in itself.
It's something. It's definitely something. 785 says, do you think if enough of us fans say that we want Jameis Winston as a backup quarterback, Veach will make it happen? I'm pretty sure that a backup quarterback for the Chiefs is probably fairly low on the offseason checklist for Brett Veach and company. I believe that Jameis Winston is a pretty hot commodity as a backup quarterback, and he may be worth a little bit more than the Chiefs are willing to dish out for a guy like that. I don't know.
He might be a starter for all we know. He got benched for being too good because, granted, he was on a tanking team, but that was the only reason he got benched is because he was winning games.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be wildly entertaining. My favorite part about the media availability yesterday was like Jameis going around asking guys questions. He was throwing cookies that looked like W's at guys, right? And I thought that was hysterical. So he would be it would be an interesting fit, I would say. Definitely would fit like the culture of what this Chiefs team is all about. And I think that would be fun to watch. I tell you, I'd love to sit in those quarterback meetings.
He's also just a spark in whatever room he's in.
Yeah, it just brings energy.
You'll find him improving the team's mood even when they're down.
Yeah, he is a locker room guy, just a morale guy for sure. He's so much, and he comes up with the wildest phrases that I've ever heard in my life. Like, it sounds like he practices in the mirror for an hour before he does some of this stuff, but it's fun. Somebody says, call it a three pat or trip ships. Trip ships. I like the play on words. I like the rhyme scheme of it. It's interesting. There's a lot of different availabilities out there. Just, you know, maybe not the one. Somebody said, have you heard any truth to the claims that the refs rigged the Grammys for Kendrick to sweep since he's doing the halftime show? It's funny. I get it. But I'm pretty sure Kendrick got all those Grammys because his album and his diss tracks went unbelievably hard. And we were talking about this yesterday, me and Chris Unocero, who was producing for me. So Drake, on the night of the Super Bowl, Drake is starting a tour in Australia. So he's going to be in Australia during the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All right. He's going to be on the other side of the world, the other side of the planet, literally. If Kendrick goes out and does like Not Like Us first song, or was it not Family Matters?
It's Not Like Us.
Yeah. If he does Not Like Us or one of the other Drake diss tracks that he put out, like the first song, like he just busts out with that. If I'm Drake, I might consider making that my permanent residence.
I mean,
I would consider becoming a citizen.
This trip because he knows Kendrick is going to do something like that. I mean, he's going to have the entire stadium, the entire nation that's watching, even the world. It's going to be a rough time for Drake. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one for him. I would strongly consider making Australia my permanent, you know, I would consider trying to get citizenship at this point. That's just a recommendation on my part. Got a lot more we want to talk about here on tonight's program. Again, with you till 8 o'clock because we got K-State basketball coming up here later tonight. It was Meet the Grams. That's what it was. Family Matters was a Drake track about Kendrick that was fine. It was entertaining. It was a good song, but it didn't hit the way that Kendrick's diss tracks did.
Well, and Kendrick had that one ready as like it released 20 minutes after Drake released his too. Yeah.
He'd been sitting. I'm telling you, dude, that guy's got books and books and books of lyrics on every rapper imaginable. That's the kind of chaotic, you know, psychopathic mindset behind Kendrick Lamar. It's kind of what makes him the best lyricist in the last, you know, in this generation of rap in some respects. But we're not going to talk about rap anymore. We're not going to talk about the halftime show. We'll talk about some of that stuff maybe as it gets a little bit closer. But I do want to continue to talk about this Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. College basketball notes from yesterday. But there's some stuff that we want to get discussed here before we hit 8 o'clock in K-State basketball. You're listening to After Hours. This is Logan Weber joined by Jacob Mustard on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
I love it. I love it. We were talking about it off air. Jacob said this is the only song that he wants to hear Kendrick do. Doesn't care what the first song is. He just wants to hear this because, Jacob, your last name is Mustard. And somebody in the text line says Kendrick needs to play TV off at the Super Bowl just for Jacob and then mustard. I'm not even going to attempt to do what he did with that song. But another person says that he thinks Kendrick's overrated. That's wild. That is certainly an opinion. He does preface by saying that it's a hot take slash unpopular take. I would agree it is, Lance. I'm sorry to tell you, but I think Kendrick is phenomenal.
I think they may just be talking about because, I mean, Kendrick just went on this generational run this past 2024. I mean, it just seemed like he was just dropping hit after hit after hit. You know, I can see how some of his songs might be overrated, but his ones that actually are hits and stay in the top, they're completely worth it.
Dude, I mean, like, I can remember I was like 14 when Good Kid, Mad City came out. And that had, you know, Swimming Pools was on that album. Mad City, of course, was on that album. He had a crazy freestyle on that album that went so unbelievably hard as well. I mean, I got to say, yeah, the backseat freestyle. Money Trees was another phenomenal song. Poetic Justice, which he did with Drake, lest we forget, right? That song featured Drake back in 2012. That song was crazy. And then there's another one, you know, Don't Kill My Vibe. There's a word before that, but I'm not going to repeat it. That was like the first introduction that I ever had to Kendrick at like 14 years old. And then, you know, I went back and listened to like Section 80, which came out like, I think like the year prior when I was like 12 or 13. And then Damn, which came out in 2017, which won so many Grammys. It was unbelievable. Mr. Morale, which came out in 2020. And then, yeah, that mean the diss tracks. And then GNX, which came out in November, which included TV Off. So, listen, for no other reason than... I like Drake a lot, too. And I really like J. Cole, and I like Lil Wayne. Somebody said, let's be honest, none of the modern rap has any comparison to the origins. The storytelling rap from the 80s was phenomenal. Now they use the same lyric 86 times in a song. Yeah, the repetitive can be kind of tough, but I also think that there's some phenomenal songs out there. Like, I don't like Migos or like 21 Savage because it's so repetitive. They just say the same thing over and over and over. They got 3 minutes worth of lyrics, and 2.5 minutes of it is the same four-word phrase over and over again. And
or the like ad-libs, the lightning, man. And the thunder.
Yeah, man. The ad-libs that they do at the end of every single line of every single song is the most obnoxious thing on the planet. But there are some guys out there that I think are phenomenal, and Kendrick is one of them. But I said that we weren't going to talk. I said we weren't going to talk about rap anymore. Somebody said Drake himself texted that in. Somehow I don't think Drake is listening to a sports TV show out of Kansas City on a random Tuesday night. But I can dream, can't I? Drake, if you're listening, can I get a pair of tickets? You know, it doesn't even have to be in Kansas City. Just find a pair of tickets somewhere, and I'll see if I can make it work. Keep it within the greater 48. I'll say that, because like, I'm not hopping on a plane to fly to another nation for it, although I do have a passport. But
you'll meet him during the Super Bowl and...
Yeah, I'll be down there in Australia with you. Yeah, no problem. I don't have to work that night. Oh, wait, I do. All right. But, you know, talking about the Super Bowl, which I guess we kind of sort of are in an offhanded way. Somebody said thoughts on Kanye. Absolutely not answering that. All right, moving on. The thing about the Super Bowl and the lead up to it, there's good and there's bad to it, right? You know, the media stuff and all the things that were going on today. Or yesterday, you know, it's big to get the sort of thing. Clark Hunt confirming that Andy's going to be back next year. Andy confirming that he's going to be back. Travis says that he has no plans of being out of football anytime soon. He says he wants to be playing 3 years from now. That's some of the good of it, right? DeAndre Hopkins yesterday was asked, you know, a question about what he plans to be wearing to the Super Bowl on Sunday. And he said he's going to wear a mink coat that his father gave to him. His dad passed away in like 1992 or something like that, I guess. So, I mean, shortly either before or after DeAndre was born. So we never really had a chance to get to know his father, but he's going to wear this mink coat that his dad gave him. And he always told himself that he was only going to wear it if he ever got to a Super Bowl or for his wedding. And this is just the one that came first. So some of that stuff is cool, but there's also some absolute anarchy that happens at these media days. And I saw this one earlier today, actually via Garrett Dieter, who, of course, former Chiefs wide receiver, who found a tweet from CH Go Bears, Chicago Go Bears, I guess. Their caption, or their, I guess their profile thing, says, "We make it more fun to be a Bears fan." Not sure how this is fun if you're a Bears fan. They interviewed Trey Smith and asked him, "Have you thought about becoming a Chicago Bear during the offseason?" Is 4 or 5 days before the Super Bowl the time to be asking somebody that? You unprofessional hacks. What are we doing? Ask him about the game. If you're going to be talking to somebody who's competing in the Super Bowl in the lead up to the Super Bowl, ask about the Super Bowl, you garbage can of media.
Well, they're just used to their new head coach coming from a different team right before he was about to play in one of the biggest games for the Lions.
Just stupid, man. I can't believe. And the comments section is hilarious. It, like, actual, like, Bears fans are in, like, "This is so cringy." Another person says, "This is shameful." Somebody else says, he's not going to sign with us. Quit letting this person lead the interview. Blah, 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 blah. Bruh, let him focus on this week. Never let Carm talk to anyone again, please. Wow. And these are all Bears fans that are absolutely dogging these guys for just simply walking up and asking a guy in 4 days, 5 days before the Super Bowl, like, "Hey, are you going to sign with the Bears this offseason? You know, have you thought about it?" I don't think he's thinking about it right now, jackass. He's thinking about the Super Bowl. What are you doing?
Trying to get it in his head. Maybe he's a Chicago Eagles fan.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I mean, you had to make something up to even try to understand them.
I don't get the level of unprofessional. So, I mean, I just don't get it at all. Yeah, somebody put on Twitter, "If I was Poles and I saw that stuff," no, he didn't say stuff, "that CH Go pulled, I'd be real pissed." Yeah, fair. Somebody says, "Okay, boomers, LOL, the Jameis stuff was funny." The Jameis stuff was awesome. I thought that was great. But, you know, for two guys covering the Chicago Bears to walk up to Trey Smith and say, "Hey, you thought about signing with the Bears this offseason?" Dude, there's a time and place for that. And obviously now is not the time or the place. Let's do that later. Okay, maybe when the guy's a free agent, we consider that. Do I think that it's going to hurt the Chiefs' ability to re-sign in this offseason? No. In fact, it might help it. But I'm of the belief that Trey Smith probably is not a Kansas City Chief next year. I think he's just going to be far too expensive. 816 in the text line says, "It's ridiculous that dudes like that get media credentials." Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a certain level of expectation of decor and way in which you carry yourself in these media sessions. I feel like there has to be. And if there is, that guy or those two dudes, whoever was in that video, they broke the rules of that. I mean, it's just not the time. It's not the place to be asking somebody something like that, in my opinion. If you want to ask about off-the-field stuff and make it fun and do certain things, that's fine. Some reporter asked Jalen Hurts how to get more handsome because his wife said that he was. That's tough. He's looking for some, you know, skin routine tips or something. I don't know. What about the guy who asked Travis if he loved Taylor or a bogus pass interference more? Yeah, I saw that. I think it was the same guy that walked up to Patrick Mahomes and said, "You know, I know that you like to give a lot of credit to the guys who help you win. So who's your favorite ref?"
That's great. Oh, I mean, dude. not to be asked during the Super Bowl, but, you know, something maybe online or at a different time.
You know, I'm not advocating for anything. I would never advocate for anything. But I'm just saying, you know, natural selection is a fickle mistress, isn't she? All right, I digress. All right.
In a perfect world, you're still going to have these people.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're going to be out there. But again, I hate it, and it's unprofessional as I'll get out, but it's also kind of complimentary in some respects that are like, you know, we can't find, it's so annoying that the Chiefs keep winning and we don't know how to come to grips with it. So let's just blame the refs. Let's just blame the NFL over it. Okay, you go right ahead. The president of the NFL Ref Association went on a tirade about the suggestion that the NFL is rigging games for the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know what? We'll talk about that one a little bit when we come back. This is After Hours here on your home for Kansas City sports. Logan Weber joined by Jacob Mustard on 96.5 The Fan. I know it's not quite the 80s rap music that the person in the text line was talking about, but obviously the 90s was, for my money, kind of a golden age of music. Biggie and Tupac. And personally, I'm a massive fan of Outkast. I thought they had some phenomenal songs. You know, B.O.B. being one of them. Of course, Bombs Over Baghdad. So, yeah, I thought we'd play a little, you know, a little older rap music if we could swing it. Somebody asked for my thoughts on Kanye. Ugh. Graduation was great. Right around 2015, 2016, things started to get a little bit hectic regarding Kanye. And that's about where I'll leave it. Somebody says in the text line, again, our number is 913-586-7965. Logan Weber here with you. Jacob Mustard producing tonight's edition of After Hours. We're with you till 8 o'clock. Got K-State basketball coming up, so we'll be out of here about an hour early. And 816 says sports media should be fun. It's a game. I agree it should be fun. It should be upbeat. It should be lighthearted. It should be this. It should be that. But asking somebody about where they, you know, about the offseason and free agency and a major life decision for themselves when they're about to play in one of the biggest games of their lives, if not the biggest game of their life up to this point, right? For Trey Smith, who's been a part of these previous two Super Bowl teams and is trying to accomplish a three-peat, I just feel like that's not the time or place to be asking a guy a question like that. And, you know, people want to poke fun and, oh, you know, what do you think about the refs? That might be funny for some people, but is it funny for Mahomes? Is it fun for Travis Kelce to answer those questions when they're trying to get set for the biggest, trying to get set for the biggest stage in their profession? No, it's not. That's not fun. Yes, it's a game. And they're trying to get set for that game. And all these other people are so upset about them winning a game or winning too many games in their view that they're using their anger to do stupid things and ask stupid questions about crap. Can't stand it. I just can't stand it. So we've got more news coming out about the Super Bowl today. And I mentioned, you know, talking about the officiating and whatnot. The NFL Referees Association said that the comments that Roger Goodell made yesterday, calling it a ridiculous theory, this all came from the NFL RA's executive director, Scott Green, said that Goodell's comments were spot on. He said, quote, "It is insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team. NFL officials are graded every week on every single play of every single game. These grades are the determining factor as to who receives postseason assignments." So you think that these officials are making bad calls during a regular season game, which could directly impact whether they can official in the postseason or not, which directly affects their income on a year-by-year basis. You're barking up the wrong tree. I mean, you are absolutely grasping at straws when you believe that the NFL and the officiating and all 32 owners in the National Football League are somehow colluding with one another to help this small market team in, as the East and West Coast elitists like to call, flyover country, win games. Come on, man. If there was going to be some big conspiracy to help a team win games, you don't think it would be the Los Angeles Rams or the New York Giants or the New York Jets or some massive, massive or, you know, some huge organization. Come on. I'm not seeing it. I'm absolutely not seeing it. Just the nature of the beast. So that was kind of an interesting one. And he was not playing around with it either. He insulting and preposterous is how he starts the statement. Kind of came out swinging there a little bit. But, you know, I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore. You know what I want to talk? I want to talk about the game. I want to talk about some of the things in regards to this game. What are some of the biggest keys for the Chiefs offensively and defensively? What are some of the biggest keys for the Eagles offensively and defensively in order to win Super Bowl 59, right? In order for Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and a good collection contingent of that Eagles team to win their first Super Bowl. What are the keys for the Chiefs? And if they want to win and make history to become the first team to ever win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. So that's the sort of stuff that we're going to be talking about when we come back. We got an hour left here on tonight's program. K-State basketball coming up at around 8 o'clock. After hours here on 96.5 The Fan, Logan Weber, Jacob Mustard.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.